Well, greetings and salutations one and all to the one and only Super View Show's Mixed Bag, coming to you live once again from many caves. As always, I'm joined by two of the Starfoot panel of panelists tonight. Bill Murphy, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine and dandy, my friend. And Justin, how are you doing tonight, my never-nominated Oscar fanatic?
Thanks for opening up that old wound.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's okay. No, but as the title of our video or podcast alludes to, whatever, tonight we're going to be talking about the Oscars are this coming Sunday on ABC, or if you have streaming, it's going to be on streaming services too. We're going to be breaking down and talking about what we believe are a few of the key categories that are nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress. What were the other two or three?
Yeah, Best Actors, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Cinematography.
Yes, and maybe one or two others as well. We're talking what we think will win, and our predictions as well.
We're going to keep this one short.
We'll keep it condensed for you guys tonight, and thank you to all of our live viewers who tune in for us every week. Always thank you for watching.
So we're not doing Best Documentary.
If only.
It's a shame because I actually have watched all the Best Animated Shorts this year.
Damn. Well, don't worry. We can always save that for when we do our Oscars live stream from the J Cave, mind you.
Next Sunday.
So whatever we don't touch on tonight, we're going to touch on next Sunday. This coming Sunday, March 2nd. We will be doing a live stream on our YouTube channel.
We did it last year and we had fun.
We did one last year. It was just us hanging out, having some popcorn, watching the Oscars in the J Cave, and discussing what we think. As the announcements come out, we're going to be discussing, which one's got snubbed or whatever. We'll talk about that. Like the year we did, like Oppenheimer won like every award possible.
Oh my God, crazy. Everything.
Yes.
You know what? And we'll talk about this more when we talk about Best Picture, but I don't think there's really a clear favorite right now. What do you think, Justin?
I don't think so.
No. There was until certain things happened.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Emilia Perez? Or?
Yes, we are.
You know what? We're going to save Best Picture for last, though.
Yes, Best Picture will be last tonight, just for the sake of our conversation.
I didn't want to see a lot of the... Hey, guess who's watching?
Yes, our dear friend and Oscar expert. He wanted to be with us tonight, but he's not with us right now, except he's in our chat board. Dr. Matt Hemsley, thank you for tuning in.
Dr. Matt Hemsley is watching us tonight. Our Oscar expert, Dr. Matt Hemsley.
Yes, he's our Oscar. He couldn't be live with us on camera, but he's going to be helping us out in the chat board as well with anything we might have missed or possibly could touch on too. So I'll keep an eye on that. Don't worry. And we'll go from there. But anyways, let's talk about the Oscars, guys, shall we? So this year was a pretty big year for films in general. Super movies wise, not so much, but just films in general. What do we got for the Oscars in 2025, guys? Or 2024 going to 2025. So
all right. So which one do we want to do first? Which category do we want to do first?
Let's start with Best Cinematography.
Okay,
let's go over the nominees.
And the nominees are... The Brutalist, Dune okay. Part 2, Emilia Perez, Maria, and Nosferatu.
Okay, so I can only speak to one of these movies.
Nosferatu.
And that would be Nosferatu.
You saw it, okay.
I haven't seen any of these movies, so I can't speak to any of them.
I have not seen any of them myself. Justin, you're on your own here. Sorry, bud.
Nosferatu was striking.
Did you see it in theaters at all or no?
I did.
Oh, good for you. How was it?
Freaky. I have a newfound fear of rats.
Oh, God.
Matt Hemsley says he doesn't think Emilio Perez ever had a chance of winning Best Picture.
Matt, we're going to ask you to hold off on that because we'll get to Emilio Perez when we talk about Best Picture.
We'll get that in a little bit, my friend. Don't worry. But if you have any other suggestions, jump in the chat board, okay? But go on. Sorry, Justin.
All good.
Best cinematography.
Cinematography for Nosferatu was absolutely stunning. And while I did not see Doom Part 2, I did watch a good chunk of Doom Part 1. And I will say cinematography in that one was stunning. I think it would go to either of those, either Doom Part 2 or... I don't know, I didn't see The Brutalist, so I really can't speak to it, but...
Okay.
I heard it was an infinite amount of hours long.
It was like, what, 3.5 hours long, right?
Like, Justin, remember you and I were thinking about seeing it, remember?
So yep. Was I. And then he told me the length, and then I was like, never mind.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I need to mentally prepare myself for a movie like that.
Yeah, like...
I'm going to bed.
Good night. God bless.
God bless. There we go.
Yeah, I don't want to sit through 3.5 hours of...
Of mob films? No.
Well, yeah, so...
Yeah.
Who is going to win Best Cinematography? I haven't seen any of these movies, so...
We'll call this one a toss-up.
Okay, toss-up between...
I'm going to say Doom Part 2, Nosferatu, and I'm going to throw in The Brutalist as a wild card.
Okay.
Oh, interesting comment by Dr. Matt Hemsley here. He said, yes, he says, yes, I saw The Brutalist. I appreciated the intermission, but I didn't like the movie very much. Wow. So that just shows
Is such a backhanded compliment when he say, I appreciate the intermission.
At least there was an intermission for such a long movie, but that's...
Hey,
that's
Justin, it's like what we say...
Marty, take notes.
It's what when we say this, going, you know what was the best part of the movie? You know what my favorite part of the movie was, Justin?
What?
The ending.
Why?
It ended.
I swear to God. So we think it's a toss-up between Dune Part 2 and Nosferatu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brutalist has potential, no? For that one?
Possibly. I don't know.
We all know who was really out of the running.
Emilio Perez.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get to it. We got to tease this.
Oh, okay. Let's not beat on Emilio Perez too much because it was mostly the actions of, I'm going to say, two people because the director... A little problematic as well, but we'll get to it.
All right. What should be our next category, my good man?
Best score. Did we agree on that? Let's talk about that for a sec. Best score.
Best at the Oscars. Score.
And that's not like a song in a movie. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like actual scores. Oh, The Brutalist is up there too. Hold on one sec. I wasn't sure which one was what. Okay, so Emilio Perez, The Wild Robot, The Brutalist, Wicked, and Conclave. I think we all can agree here that Wicked's going to be dominant in this one.
Yeah. I think Wicked's got the edge here.
I think it's the favorite.
It's already a Broadway show, so it's got an edge. But I thought Conclave's score was pretty good.
Okay, you saw it too? Okay.
I thought Conclave's score
was very strong as well.
Was moving and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, and that was the only one of these nominees I've seen. I think it's going to be between Conclave and Wicked.
So our fearless Oscar expert here says, I think it's going to be either The Brutalist or Conclave will win the score. Not
really,
Wicked.
Matt Hemsley. I thought you would probably say Wicked because of its, you know.
Yeah, so he says the
built-in fan base.
I was thinking that too, just for popularity purposes, but who knows? I think that's a good bet there. So The Brutalist or Conclave will win the best score. Thank you for that, man. Thank you. Good quote. Okay, cool. Next one we got down the line here. is best. We'll get the best actor. Well, the last three will be actress, actor, and best picture. Best director. Hold on 1 second. Best. Did Spielberg do anything this year? I forgot.
No.
He actually didn't.
Surprise.
Come on, Steven.
Okay. This makes sense to me. So we have I'm going to butcher this at all, but Coralie Farragut. I mean, I butcher that probably for The Substance. Sean Baker for Anora. Brady Corbet or Corbett or for The Brutalist. James Mangold, for a complete unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic, and Jacques Audiard for Emilia Perez.
Jacques Audiard.
Thank you. Sorry, my French is terrible. Everyone, forgive me. I'm butchering these little names as we go along. Best director for the Academy Awards. What do we think, Justin? You go first.
Here's the thing. For any of you who watched the SAG Awards, Complete Unknown had a bit of an upset where Timothy Chalamet won Best Actor.
Correct.
So, Complete Unknown now has a little bit more of an edge to it. So, James Mangold could be a contender.
Yeah, I think he could win this.
However.
Here comes the however.
Dun, 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 dun. Here we go.
Coralie Farragut did an insane job with The Substance. I haven't actually seen the movie, but I've seen the pictures. And I've watched retrospectives of it. It's probably not a movie that I would watch, but as a from what I understand, it was very well directed, as with a really satirical edge to it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say it's gonna be between Coralie Farragut and James Mangold.
Bill Murphy, best director for the Oscars goes to.
I think it's going to be either James Mangold or Brady Corbet.
Okay. And let's see what our fearless favorite.
Fearless leader, Dr. Hemsley.
Our favorite fan of ours. He says the following. He says, my prediction that Sean Baker will win for Aurora, although I think Bradley Corbet has a good chance. That's what he says for best director. He also says about the movies, I've seen all five movies. And Farragut would get my choice if Edward Berger was nominated for Conclave, he would be my choice. Okay,
interesting.
Very, very interesting indeed. And for those of you who watch us live, thank you again for tuning in as always. But yeah, his prediction would be Sean Baker will win for Anora, but Bradley Corbet is a good chance. Okay, that's good. I mean, me personally, I have not seen Emilia Perez or The Brutalist or. But or I saw Complete Unknown because of Bob Dylan, you know, his history and whatnot. But I think to Justin's point, I think James Mangold will win. But I think I'm gonna put the edge out for Corbet personally, because The Brutalist is getting a lot of Oscar buzz in general, even though it's 3.5 hours long or 3.5 hours.
Although I will say this, after the fall of Emilia Perez, Anora was being helmed as a favorite.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is.
That's good to know. So the best director could go to any of them. But we'll see which one it goes to.
Yeah, so you know what? Since we, this is going to come short, can we maybe do support an actress and support an actresses?
Sure. Let's go over to best supporting actor. Let's go supporting actress first. We'll do women first because go women. Beth,
ladies first.
Supporting actress 2025 nominees.
And the nominees are
Zoe
Monica Barbaro from Complete Unknown.
Okay.
Ariana Grande from Wicked. Felicity Jones from The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini from Conclave. And Zoe Saldana from Emilia Perez.
Mm-hmm.
So think Zoe Saldana's still the favorite to win.
I think so too. And I don't think Ariana Grande is going to get an Oscar for that. She did a great job, but I don't think Wicked's
going to. Oh, she did fantastic.
She did. I really believe she did a great job.
Oscar worthy? I don't necessarily think so. No. Sorry, Kath. But
yeah, sorry, ladies out there.
But from what I understand, unfortunately, Zoe Saldana is the favorite to win.
I think Bill, go ahead. I cut you off.
I liked Isabella Rossellini in Conclave, but my only problem is she didn't get enough screen time.
Okay.
Like, I did like that line.
Supporting actress.
I did like that line when she said, even though we're supposed to be hidden, God has given us eyes and ears. Not going to spoil what they meant, what she meant. I'd say go watch the movie.
Mm. Okay.
But no, I did like Isabella Rossellini in Conclave, but maybe Justin's right. Zoe Saldana can still win Emilia Perez.
I don't know. This is a tough call. I'm going to go either Zoe Saldana or Monica Barbaro, honestly. One of the two there. I'm not sure. I can't judge for Conclave, but I think just Zoe Saldana is an Academy-level actress, and she plays so many different roles. She's also one of the few actresses that has been in multiple billion-dollar films. And our fearless number one fan, Dr. Matt Hemsley, said the following. He said, I think Zoe Saldana will win, but my vote would go to Barbaro. He thinks Zoe Saldana is going to win for Emilia Perez. Fair enough. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I wouldn't be surprised if you're right, but we'll see. Yeah, you know, well, we have time to tell till Sunday, so around 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, best supporting actor for the Oscars. Whoops, hold on a sec. Actor. Who are the best supporting actor? Oh, Guy Pearce, he's still around? No way. Best supporting actor are the following. Guy Pearce for The Brutalist. Edward Norton for A Complete Unknown. Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice. I'm going to butcher this. Yuri Borisov for Anora and Kieran Culkin. I forgot about that. Sorry. Took me a second there. And for A Real Pain. What do we got, guys? Justin, you go first.
I think it's going to go to Jeremy Strong. From what I understand about that movie, he delivers an incredible performance as Ray Cohn.
Okay.
I would say him. Like I said, the only one that I've seen from these is A Complete Unknown. Right. Maybe got Guy Pearce from The Brutalist, but I could make because I have seen clips of Jeremy Strong as Roy Cohn. But yeah, those are my picks. Okay, next.
I think I just want to say really quick. I think I'm gonna say I've only seen A Complete Unknown out of these picks because of the Bob Dylan history, but Edward Norton, I think he did a fantastic job as Pete Seeger. But I would say if based on what you're telling me, Jeremy Strong has a shot. I think Jeremy Strong's has a shot. So we'll go there. All right, now best score, best director.
We now do best actress in a leading role.
Okay, so best actress.
Okay, and the nominees are Cynthia Erivo from Wicked, okay. Carla Sofia Gaffan from Emilia Perez, Mikey Madison from Anora, Demi Moore, The Substance, Fernando Torres, I'm Still Here.
All right. So, who wants to start?
I haven't seen any of these movies, so...
go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
I'm going to say Fernando Torres from I'm Still Here. I've been hearing really good things
about that. So...
movie.
I'm going to tell you guys a little story.
Okay, stories are fun.
There used to be a favorite.
Emilia Perez, wasn't it?
It was Emilia Perez.
What is it now?
Well, We don't know. It is now an open field. But I'll say this. After what happened, if Carla Sofia Gastón ends up winning, then the Academy will prove itself to be the most out of touch organization in Hollywood. What happened with Carla Sofia Gascon was, I'm surprised she didn't get disqualified. Maybe that's a little far, but
maybe a little bit, but go on.
I'll say this. The Oscar campaign was horrible. She apparently had some really bad tweets in her past, and they were bad. And her apologies just made it worse because she kept playing the victim. And it's just, she's kind of persona non grata when it comes to the awards now.
Okay.
She got nominated. She got that going for her. But if she wins,
you'd be in shock.
I would be very, very disappointed.
Okay. All right. Our fearless, amazing friend, Matt Hemley, has just commented about the best actress role. He says, the quote, "I think the best actress is a tight race between Demi Moore and Mickey Madison, but Moore has the slight edge. I would vote for Madison, who gave the best performance of any actress last year." Fair enough. I think and Matt Hemsley mainly sees Oscars. Our friend Matt, who would normally be on with us, he actually has a lot of he sees a lot of these Oscar films, so he gets it. He sees a lot of movies to begin with. So thank you for that comment. And one more thing Dewey wants to say is that Gascon has no chance of winning even before the controversy. I think she was in fifth place, so no need to worry about that. Good to know. Thank you.
Okay. Really? Interesting, because I thought she was the clear favorite before the controversy.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. No idea. I'm not heavily into the Hollywood aspect of the Oscars in general, but that's just me. So I follow up, but not that closely. So, but thank you to Matt for commenting on that. Are we ready to go to Best Actor now?
Yeah, let's go to Best Actor.
All right, and then we'll go to Best Picture in a minute. And that's gonna be tough. I'm gonna be honest with you. Best Actor for leading role in the Academy this year: Ralph Fiennes for Conclave, Timothy Chalamet for portraying Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown, Adrian Brody for The Brutalist, Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice, and Anthony Mackie as Falcon. And I'm just kidding. As Coleman Domingo in Sing Sing.
I think it's a toss-up between Timothy Chalamet and Adrian Brody.
Tell me why.
Go ahead.
Adrian Brody did very well at the Golden Globes and other Oscars. I think Timothy and I haven't seen The Brutalist, so I can't speak much to it, but Timothy Chalamet, I really like his performance as Bob Dylan.
And that's coming from guys who also don't like Bob Dylan's voice to begin with, and he did a great job performing it.
I felt like I was seeing Bob Dylan. I didn't feel like I was seeing Timothy Chalamet doing a Bob Dylan impression.
And that's hard to do. As an actor, that's a very hard thing to do.
Yeah, because if you remember what I said a couple years ago about the Elvis movie, what I didn't like about Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker, I didn't see Colonel Parker. I saw Tom Hanks doing a funny accent.
Right, whereas in this case, you really saw him as Bob Dylan.
I really saw Timothy Chalamet as Bob Dylan.
Justin.
I think it's going to be Chalamet. I want to give a wild card I would like to give a wild card.
Sorry about that. Go ahead. Yep.
To Ray Fiennes. I thought his performance in Conclave was very, very good.
Hasn't he never gotten an Oscar yet, right? Has Ralph Fiennes ever gotten an Oscar? If I'm not mistaken, he's never gotten one.
I don't think he has.
So someone correct. Matt, if you can comment in the chat board, let us know about that too. That'd be great. But yeah, I'm sorry. I cut you off, Bill. You done? You good?
Yeah, but no, I thought Ralph Fiennes' performance in Conclave was very good. And okay. He would be my... I don't think it's going to happen, but I think he would probably be my wild card.
Okay. You heard it here first. Before, Justin, you want to go? Because Matt just jumped in the chat board. Do you want to say something really quick?
Sure. So, I guess Sebastian Stan is continuing the tradition of actors playing presidents winning Oscar or getting nominated for Oscars.
Fair enough.
I think the edge is going to Timothée Chalamet, though. And my big reason is the SAG Awards.
I agree.
He won Best Actor at the SAG Awards, which is a big indicator that the actors at the Academy are going to go for Chalamet.
Of course, 100%. There's no doubt that they're going to do that. I mean, Justin and I are in a similar boat on this too. I'm not going to steal Justin's thunder for a second, but I have to agree with him on a lot of points he just made, saying how the SAG Awards are a good precursor for the Oscars. Yes. I guess you could say.
And would you Would you say they're a better precursor than, say, the Golden Globes?
Well, here's the thing: the Golden Globes is the Hollywood Foreign Press voting. The SAG Awards are actors voting.
Yeah.
And who's in the Academy? Actors.
Yep, exactly.
So the SAG Awards, I think, yes, is a better precursor because it's going to show where the actors are going to vote.
If you're wrong, though, I'm going to flip. I think Chalamet is going to deliver well. And I know Matt Hemsley's jumping in the chat board like crazy right now, our dear friend. But yeah, I think Chalamet it's a good, safe bet, but we'll see. This is what Matt Hemsley has to say about our dear friend. He says, I think Adrian Brody is the front runner for Timothée Chalamet, I think Adrian Brody is the front runner, but I think Timothée Chalamet has a good chance. I haven't seen Sing Sing, but Chalamet would be my choice over the other four. All right, that's fair. I tend to agree with that personally. Chalamet's been snubbed a couple of years in a row too. So,
Matt, I'm curious. What do you think is the better precursor to the Oscars, the Golden Globes or the SAG Awards?
Yeah, Matt, let us know what you think out there as far as that being the precursor to the Oscars and things like that too. Also, Matt Hemsley also said in the chat board, Fiennes has been nominated but never won an Oscar. So
that makes sense.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
He's our Oscar expert. I wish you could have come on tonight, buddy. We would have loved to have you on. But that's interesting about how Timothée Chalamet has a good shot. I think he does. I think Chalamet's got a very good shot. But I mean, Adrian Brody is. If Adrian Brody's front running it for the Brutalist, then I think that's you got competition between Chalamet and Adrian. But to Justin's point, though, the SAG Awards really just pointed that out too. I think the SAG Awards are, hey, you know, there's potential here. Oh, he also said the SAG Awards and the BAFTA are better indicators. Yeah, the BAFTA are better indicators of the Oscars than the Golden Globes. Okay, so the what we saw at the SAG Awards and the BAFTAs are better indicators than the Golden Globes to the Oscars. Thank you for that. Appreciate that, buddy. So there you go. There's that little piece of information there for you too. Yeah. So thank you for that, Matt. Your knowledge is unmatched to us. We are not worthy. So all right. It all comes down to this one, guys. Best Picture 2025 comes to these 10 films. Amelia Perez, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Nickel Boys, I'm Still Here, The Substance, Dune Part 2, Wicked, Anora, and The Brutalist. There's 10 films here, and which one's going to get the best picture?
Well, to me, I think it's good. Okay, I've only seen two of these. I saw Complete Unknown, and I saw Conclave.
Okay, go on. And
I've seen three of these.
I have seen...
You saw Complete Unknown and Conclave. What was the other
one? Wicked.
Okay. I've seen Wicked, yeah. If I were to narrow down, I think the three big contenders are going to be Brutalist, Anora, and Conclave. Those who I think are going to be the big three. Because we all know Emilia Perez isn't going to win.
Yeah, that it lost its shot.
Justin, can you explain in a short version of what happened with Emilia Perez for those who don't know?
First off, everyone who watched the movie except critics seemed to just not like it. Basically, anyone who's not a Hollywood person did not like it. People in the trans community did not like it. People from Mexico did not like it. It was directed by a French man who was preaching about authenticity, but wouldn't direct the movie in Mexico. And then you have everything that went on with Carla Sofia Gascon, which just tanked any chance of Emilia Perez walking away with Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
If it wins Best Picture, I'm done.
We've lost faith in the Academy.
Yep. Let's be real.
Switch over to the BAFTAs.
Might as well. Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
All right. First, I'm going to reveal the betting odds. And, okay, I just want to say something. If you do struggle with gambling, get help. But here are the betting odds. The top five, number five at odds 4,000 with a 2.44% of winning is Wicked. Complete Unknown, also with 4,000, 2.44% of winning. With a plus 600. And a 14.29% chance of winning The Brutalist.
Interesting. Okay.
Coming in number two with 225 odds and 30.77% chance of winning Conclave. And number one at minus 266.67% chance, Anora. So, yeah, I think those are going to be the big three, Anora, Conclave, and The Brutalist. I don't know much about Anora, but I hear it's getting a lot of traction. And here's why I think it's going to come down between Conclave and The Brutalist. The Brutalist, which did very well at the Golden Globes, but you have Conclave, which did very well at BAFTA, and it did very well at the SAG Awards. I think it won Best Movie at them, too. So I think Conclave is a very strong contender, and as someone who's seen the movie, I thought the movie was very good. Ralph Fiennes' performance, I thought, was brilliant. And you know what? I want to say to the people who say this is an anti-religious movie, and Justin, since you see it, you can agree or disagree. I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
It said, and because some people said it's very critical of the church, it's, to me, I think the message of the film is the church is run by imperfect people. What do you think, Justin?
Yeah. And it's human to be imperfect.
But the church is a human institute. And this is coming from a practicing Catholic here, folks. This is coming from a practicing Catholic. That the church is a human institution run by imperfect men. I think that's what the message of the film is. And the ending, I don't know if that could happen in real life. If you haven't seen the ending, go see the movie. We're not going to spoil it for you. But no, I thought Conclave was very good. Complete Unknown, which was the only other one I've seen in this. I like Complete Unknown, but I don't see this winning Best Picture.
No.
I see maybe Chalamet win Best Actor, but I don't see it winning Best Picture. I like Chalamet's performance as Bob Dylan, and I thought the movie was very good, but I don't think it's Best Picture material.
No.
So I think it's going to be either Anora or Conclave, and The Brutalist is going to... I'm putting The Brutalist in wild card position right now. Because like I said, after the Golden Globes, everyone said Brutalist was going to win Best Picture, but I think it's going to either be Anora or Conclave now.
What do you guys think? Bill and Justin already shared their thoughts. Let me jump over to Matt for a second because he's got some interesting stuff in the chat for a second. He says the following. He says, I think Conclave and Anora are the two front runners to win Best Picture. I would give Anora the slight edge, though. So that's a very
interesting.
Over Conclave. And then the next thing he says here is, I've seen all the Best Picture nominees except for Dune Part 2. I think Conclave is the best film of the bunch. After Conclave, A Complete Unknown and Anora are my two other favorites after that. So after his ranking would go Conclave, A Complete Unknown and Anora. He's seen all the films and he says out of all the films, he has not seen Dune Part 2. But Conclave, A Complete Unknown and Anora are indeed films that are his top three, I guess you could say. Me personally, man, out of all of them, I've only seen Wicked and A Complete Unknown. I didn't see The Brutalist. I wanted to, but I was like, for timing wise, I just couldn't go see it. Unfortunately, Conclave, I heard really good things about it too. I'm gonna say, for me personally, comes into one of these three. I'm gonna say either Conclave, A Complete Unknown. Or honestly, I want to say The Brutalist. I mean, because The Brutalist has got a couple of key categories in its trajectory so far, which is crazy. So it's got a lot of things going for it too. That's just my guess. It's my assumption. But out of the ones that I would say, as popular as Wicked was, I don't think it has a shot at winning Best Picture. It's great that they nominated, but I think that it gives people hope for it to win. But I don't think it will. I don't think Wicked's going to win Best Picture. Plus, it's already like a Tony Award-winning musical. I mean, if it won an Oscar, that'd be great. Oh, it's not. I'm sorry. I take that back.
Win the Tony.
I thought it did. Forgive me. I must be thinking about it. Okay.
Sorry.
It was nominated, but in like one of the biggest upsets in Tony history, Wicked ended up losing to Avenue Q.
Wow, that's a shame. But yeah. Anyways, so I would say Conclave, A Complete Unknown, or The Brutalist. One of those three are probably going to win personally. But that's me. I think that's it, right, guys?
I got one final thing.
What do you got?
You know what? I'm gonna make this a yearly tradition here, whether you people like it or not.
Oh no!
What's up?
In line of what happened a few years ago with keep on watching.
Oh come on, Bill! This again?
Yes, this again. This is fun.
Why do you keep insisting on this?
Oh God!
What weird, crazy thing will happen at the Oscars this year?
Ed Sheeran's gonna come out and start singing to everyone. I'm just kidding.
You guys are no fun.
No, I don't know.
Justin,
you go first. Justin, what do you got?
Well,
everyone's gonna be watching us. Our reaction happens, to what's going on,
which it probably won't. It's still fun to speculate.
I mean, like everyone's gonna see our reaction when we watch the Oscars live next Sunday. So yeah, just saying. So
Nicholas Hoult is going to present with a hairpiece.
Okay.
Because he's being Lex Luthor later this year. That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I think someone will make some controversial speech this year. What do you think?
100%.
Oh, you know what? I will make one crazy prediction. An appearance by the Fapping Bear.
What?
Because Conan O'Brien's hosting.
The Fapping Bear. Oh, my God. Matt Hemsley just says something in the chat board that's very, very, I think has a shot of happening, but I don't think anyone's going to want it to happen, though, to be honest with you. Sad but true.
And what's that?
My crazy thing I wanted to have happen is Bob Dylan's going to perform.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool, but I mean, let's in 81
or Chalamet will perform as Bob Dylan.
I mean, or Chalamet could perform as Bob Dylan. He could perform with like a Rolling Stone or something like that. You know what I mean? Or,
well, how about this? Chalamet wins Best Actor, and some woman throws a bra at him.
It'll be probably Nicole Kidman. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, though, that's I don't know.
I think that, but I can totally see that happening though, because everyone loves Timothy Chalamet for some weird reason, don't they, Justin?
He's a great actor.
He's all right. He won me over with Complete Unknown,
or at least also Menhems, or at least Joan Baez comes out to sing a song with Bob Dylan together.
No, that'd be crazy.
Who knows? One of those two will happen. We'll see. Have to wait and see on Sunday though. But yeah.
Yeah. But no, Chalamet won you over with Complete Unknown. I'll say this though. You know what I think really made Chalamet likable?
What?
He went on ESPN's College Game Day. I just said it. When he went on ESPN's College Game Day.
Okay.
I think that made him, because people were so impressed by how much he knew about college football.
Oh, well, there you go.
Because people were probably all thinking, oh, God, why are they doing this? Okay, we get it. He's got a movie coming out. But why is he going to be on College Game Day? Which, to be honest, was my response, too.
Ah,
fair enough.
No, that was my response. Like, okay, I have nothing against him, but I don't know much. I read somewhere that he was a Knicks fan. I know if it was like an NBA show, maybe this would make a little more sense, because I read somewhere he's a big Knicks fan.
Yeah, he's from New York City.
But why is he going to be on College Game Day? Does he know anything about college football? And I must say, me with the thousands, if not millions, people who watched it were very impressed.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what won me over about Timothy Chalamet. But yeah, so those are our predictions. Are we right? Are we wrong? We'll check out Sunday.
Yes, yes, this coming Sunday. Thanks so much for watching, listening to our podcast about our Oscar season predictions for the Oscars coming up this coming Sunday. We want to thank you for watching us and having George. Thank you to Matt Hemsley, our dear friend, for helping us
out. Yeah, thank you, Matt Hemsley.
He couldn't be here.
Not just Matt Hemsley.
He's Dr.
Doctor.
You must show the good doctor some respect.
I do. But he couldn't come on tonight because he had other things going on. But he was able to interact with the chat board, which was great. Thank you for that, Matt. So tune into us live. If you only listen to us on our podcast feed, tune into our live show on YouTube this coming Sunday on Sunday night, March 2nd, 2025. We're going to be doing a Oscars basically watch along of the whole show. In the J Cave. So please, if you haven't already, subscribe to us on YouTube as well. We're going to be doing a big, big, big broadcast of that come next Sunday. So yeah, but it's going to be great. Justin and Bill are going to come over. We're going to watch the Oscars together, and we're going to see what upsets, what's ups and downs, you name it. We're going to have a great time talking about everything regarding the Oscars that night. I want to thank the two gentlemen as always for doing this podcast with me. Bill, thank you so much for doing this podcast with me, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
And Mr. Dr. Professor Justin. That's Mr. That's Mr. Dr. Professor Justin to you.
Don't push it.
I swear. Anyways, SpongeBob's going to win too. Anyways, I'm just kidding. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. Bill, you have a sports thing?
Check out Sports Insanity Podcast on the Sports Insanity Network. We're on all platforms. I'm not going to lie. It's been kind of slow.
Yeah.
Because we're in thing between Super Bowl Sunday and Selection Sunday.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of March Madness, next show we begin March Madness here.
Yes, well, we'll figure that out when the time comes, of course. What our March Madness topic is going to be then, too. That's going to be crazy. So we'll have to see about that, too. But for all of us here at the Subaru Shows, please stay safe.
Take care.
And
be awesome.
Be awesome. I absolutely love this new software.